The Salvation Army opened its first ever nonprofit grocery store in East Baltimore this week, aiming to provide affordable, healthy food options, especially for low-income people using food stamps. So WYPR's Dominique Maria Benessi went shopping to find out how the prices compared to other nearby stores.
We chose two grocery stores closest to the DMG food store at Barclay and East 29th Streets, and we set some ground rules. Buy the lowest price item in each store, try to buy the same amount of each produce item at each store, and quote the total before taxes. We started with Safeway in the 2400 block of North Charles Street.
I have a list of about 14 items, everything from a few produce to some protein like turkey and tuna, some milk, some essentials like olive oil and vinegar, and of course eggs and some bread and potatoes.
My shopping list also includes an essential for any busy family, hamburger helper. And my total?
For taxes is $50.64. Okay, not too bad.
Next, I hit up Giant about a mile and a half away in the 600 block of East 33rd Street, or a 23-minute walk. For several items like lettuce, vinegar, and hamburger helper, I paid anywhere from 30 cents to a dollar less. My total, $40.61. That's about $10 less than Safeway. And finally, the Salvation Army's newly opened DMG Foods, where I met Kiara Barnes and her 4-year-old son, Randall.
I don't like carrots, so we didn't get carrots, so we only got all these.
Barnes and Randall, who live in the Barclay neighborhood, were pushing their cart out of the store. Barnes says she's been anticipating the opening of the store for months.
They have just about every little thing that I would need. The prices are great as well.
She says they used to shop at the Giant on 33rd Street or the Shopper's Warehouse all the way across town in Mondawmin Mall.
This might be my main store. I might get bigger items or certain items that I might not find here. I'll probably get them from Giant. But this is right down the street. It's easy. I can stop right after my son gets off from school and get whatever I may need to fill my cabinet.
Inside the 7,000 square foot store, there were stacks of juicy apples, fresh looking asparagus, and other produce. But I had to make some compromises. I couldn't find a single head of romaine lettuce, so I had to buy a 3-pack for about $4 instead. They didn't have any 3-pound bags of potatoes, but they did have a 5-pound bag for the same price as the 3-pound bag at Giant and Safeway. And they didn't have red wine vinegar, but they did have white or apple cider vinegar. One shopper, John Davis, didn't mind those types of compromises.
Actually, I don't feel too bad about it because I'm pretty sure the recipe would do equally good with both.
Another neighborhood shopper, Sean Brooks, came back to the store to pick up more chicken for his grandmother. Brooks says he's excited about more food options in the neighborhood.
Yeah, I think now people got more choices, so if they see this right next to the McDonald's, a lot of people, instead of going to get those Happy Meals and those nuggets, they'll be coming over here to grab chicken.
My total at DMG Foods came out to $38.04. That was about $2 cheaper than Giant and $12 cheaper than Safeway. I'm Dominique Maria Benessi for 88.1 WYPR.
To see more of Dominique's shopping list and the price comparison, go to WYPR.org.